Blog Talk Radio.
Waiting on $2 Bill Josh to join us here, and we will get on the air, and we will be able to talk some Colts football. How about those Colts? My. Titans came into town, did not make it happen, and that's good for us. Looks like we're going to be playing the Jets on Saturday night, a rematch of last year's championship. So, should be a great game Saturday night. Really looking forward to covering that for you guys. And I think that we've got a soundbite coming up here in just a very short minute. Just a recap of yesterday's game. What a game it was. Dominic Rhodes, Peyton Manning, Reggie Wayne, everybody came, played some football, did what they're supposed to do. That's what we like to see out of our Colts. Again, this is the wrap-up. My name's Tom, and we are pleased to have you right here on Blog Talk Radio. So glad that you follow us. You can also follow us online, www.thebalanceonline.com, or Facebook. You can follow us. Just search The Balance. Again, my name is Tom, and we're waiting for Josh to join us, and then we'll have him right on the dial here with us. Now, what were your thoughts on the Colts game yesterday? Do you think that the Colts have what it takes to make it on through the playoffs, or do you think that they're possibly that the Jets can come into town and move forward? The Jets have been a pretty strong team this year, so we'll see what happens. I tell you what, when the Colts really put it together when it was time for it to matter. Now, at the same time, the Colts have been struggling all year long. Everybody knows that. It's been a bit of a struggle, and so we'll see how they do. Certainly would be interested in hearing your thoughts. So we'll be right back. Again, my name's Tom right here on Blog Talk Radio. And wait a minute. We'll hold off on that break. Looks like we have Josh on the air. Josh.
Hey, Tom.
Josh, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, buddy. I was beginning to worry about you there for a second, but it's all good. What about those Colts, Titans? Real quick, what we're going to do, Josh, here, we're going to run a soundbite on a recap of yesterday's game, and you and I will talk back on the flip side of that. So, guys, right here on the balance is the recap of the yesterday's Colts-Titans game.
Could win the number three spot in the AFC with the win against Tennessee. Second quarter, Colts tied. We are all tied at six. Dominic Rhodes.
Nice
up the middle, 12 yards.
Last from the pass. Rose was a nice pickup for this team. They had a lot of injuries at running back.
Seven plays later, first and 10. Peyton Manning to Blair White, 18-yard gain. First and goal at the seven.
That Peyton Manning guy, he's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Next play, it was first and goal. His top wide out is Reggie Wayne. 7-yard touchdown. Colts leading at halftime, 13-6.
I'm not going to lie, though. I didn't expect the Colts to have to sweat this bad. This much.
Kay Collins played pretty well today, Jamie.
He did. The old man still had a little something left in the jar, but we'll see what happens later on.
Nate Washington, 38-yard gain, first and 10. Three plays later, third down and four. Collins to Kenny Britt.
And it was all Collins today because, if I'm not mistaken, they bottled up Chris Johnson.
They did.
Pretty
Chris
well.
Johnson scored on the day, but certainly they did a good job.
Reception.
Yes, that's shutting the run down.
All tied at 13. Peyton Manning, pocket collapsing, dumps to Blair White, 10 yards. Indy first down, first and 10 at the 30. Next play. Little play action. Looking to the right, down the sideline. Pierre Garçon, perfectly placed.
Check, please.
30-yard touchdown. The Colts back on top, 20 to 13. Tennessee's next possession. Seventh play of the drive, third and 5. Collins to Damian Williams. Just enough for a first down at the 19. Two plays later, second and 7. Collins out of the backfield to Chris Johnson.
There it is.
15-yard Titan touchdown. We are all tied at 20 at the end of the third quarter. Fourth quarter went to Indy, and the game goes to Indy, 23-20, the final in Indianapolis.
I got my game on.
Well, that's right. That was the Colts theme song walking out of the Lucas Oil Stadium last night. Josh, $2 bill Josh is right along with me. Josh, what are your thoughts on yesterday's game, and what are the keys to them beating the Jets and moving forward in the playoffs?
Well, I thought yesterday the key to winning was we ran the ball effectively, not spectacularly. We stopped Chris Johnson for the most part. As far as beating the Jets, I'm going to take a different approach than most Colts fans. I'm going to be realistic. All the injuries, it's a great accomplishment. We made the playoffs. Anything from here on would be icing on the cake. I don't know how realistic it is to think we can beat the Jets on Saturday.
Well, here's the thing. It's like I was just saying right before you called in. It's been a rough year for the Colts, and we'll see what happens and how it can come together. But what do you think the Colts have to do in order to beat the Jets, and what's going to be their biggest obstacles?
We got to keep running the football. If we would have ran the football like we have in the last 3 weeks, we might have still won 12 or 13 games, even with all the injuries. So if we can gain 100 yards on Saturday and shut Sanchez down, McCousin would come up with a couple of stupid decisions, we'll be all right.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. I mean, obviously, they're coming in here to Indianapolis. It's been a rough season, but they're able to play here at home. They beat the Jets before. The Jets are a tough team to beat, but I think that we need to look forward. One win at a time. Josh, what were your thoughts yesterday watching that game? We had several ties throughout the game. What do you think was the keys to our win? What made it happen? And going forward, what do we got to keep doing to keep that momentum up?
I thought the key was we ran the ball pretty well. Peyton Manning didn't have any turnovers that I can remember. He might have had one. We just played good old-fashioned Colts football. It was nice to see Caldwell jumping around getting a little angry yesterday.
Yeah, I did see that. Well, it was good to see them. And for those of you that are interested, there are some playoff tickets that are available. Go to the website, www.colts.com. You can find it. Well, the score was 20-23. If you missed it, well, you missed a heck of a game. The Titans always play the Colts very, very hard. And Adam Vinatieri delivers the clutch. He is the clutch kicker of the Colts. And many of you remember he has saved the day many times, and also going back to his days in New England. But we don't want to talk about that. But certainly speaking of New England, there's a very good chance that we'll have to face them if we continue on in the playoff system. Obviously, one game at a time, concerned about the Jets right now. But for the ninth year in a row, the Colts are back in the playoffs. Colts defeat the Titans 23-20. And so very exciting time here in Indianapolis, exciting time in the NFL as things come together, as we start seeing the playoff pictures come together. Real quickly, Josh, what are your thoughts about the rest of the AFC and the NFC?
Well, first of all, the AFC, if the Colts win, there's only one possibility that we could play in the second round. If the Colts win on Saturday, we will play Pittsburgh in the second round.
Okay. And,
far as the NFC goes, how does a 7-9 team make it, but two 10-6 teams don't? Maybe the NFL needs to take a look at that.
I'm sorry, Josh, you cut out there. What did you say?
I said maybe the NFL needs to take a look at it. A 7-9 team makes the playoffs, but two 10-6 teams miss it in the NFC. Something's wrong with that picture.
So who should have made the playoffs that didn't?
It should have either been the Giants or the Tampa Bay, whoever had the best NFC record.
Okay.
You want your marquee teams in the playoffs, not a team that could finish the season with a 7-10 record.
Okay. Well, we'll certainly see what happens. The Jets against the Colts. This is probably a very personal matchup. Probably the game that right now the Jets are saying, no matter what, we're going to go into Indianapolis on Saturday night and we're going to beat the Colts. It's very, very personal to us at this precise moment. What does the Colts have to do to stop the Jets and Rex Ryan out of the playoffs 2 years in a row? And then looking forward, looks like we certainly would play the Steelers. I mean, that's a given. As the Jets prepare to come to Indianapolis for their opening round playoff game on Saturday, you've got to think that the Jets are just – this is just an eerie reminder. They were so close yet so far from last year. So the Jets are going to come into Indianapolis with a vengeance and ready to give everything they've got to the Colts. That said, Josh, what has to happen on both sides, and what kind of a game do you think the Jets are going to play against the Colts, and what kind of a game plan should the Colts be doing right now to prepare for a team that certainly is going to stop at nothing to beat the Colts this year, this time in their house?
We're going to have to gain at least 100 yards on the ground. Jacob Tamey's going to have a huge game. Pierre Garçon's going to have to show up to get some pressure off of Reggie Wayne. On the defensive side of the football, we got to get to Mark Sanchez, cause him to come up with some turnovers. We got to fill the running lanes, don't allow him to get the ball to LT and Sean Green to pound the ball down their throat all day. I'm actually predicting a 17-14 Colts win.
Okay. Well, I'll be happy with a 17-18 Colts win. Wow. I tell you what, the Colts really played a good game. What I don't like and what I did not like to see was a very scary thought. We took it right to the wire yet again. Vinatieri, yes, I'm glad. In my opinion, we made the right decision on re-signing him. I know a lot of people don't like him, wanted to see him go. But, hey, it's situations like that. That's why Adam Vinatieri is with the Indianapolis Colts. And – like I said, the Jets and the Colts will face off in primetime Saturday night, 50 weeks after Peyton Manning led his team to an AFC title over Rex Ryan and the Jets at Lucas Oil Stadium last year. Indianapolis rebounded from a 6-6 mark in early December to rally for four straight wins to close out the team's seventh division title in the past 8 years. Manning and the Colts are going to be a slight favorite just because they're at home. The Jets have been playing some good ball. They're no joke. They're the real deal. They want to come into town. They want to beat the Colts. It is up to Peyton Manning to be firing on all cylinders. It's up to the defense, the special teams. Everybody has to be playing together to pull out this win. And we'll see what it is. It's wild card time. Everything else is done. The playoffs will start. Forget the record. Forget the fact that they've already beat him once last year. Forget the fact of what the Jets and the Colts play. Here is the most important thing. The Colts have to come to Lucas Oil on Sunday ready to play some football, or they will be going home, and we do not want to see that. Game kickoff, 8 o'clock, Jets versus Colts. And I think it's too early for me to make a pick on a score. I don't even want to do that. But I do think that the Colts have everything in their power and control their own destiny to win that game. And, of course, Then also on Sunday, the Ravens and Kansas City play, and Green Bay and Philadelphia play. So obviously that's the other key marquee game of the day, the Packers and the Eagles. But the Ravens and the Chiefs are no joke. The Chiefs and Matt Castle have been playing some very good ball. What are your thoughts on the other wild card games, Josh, on Sunday?
Well, I think the Ravens will go into Kansas City and come up with a solid win. The Eagles, for some unknown reason, are reportedly going to bench Michael Vick in the first round of the playoffs and play Kevin Cobb instead. We'll have to wait and see if that actually happens. I don't understand the reasoning behind it. I wasn't impressed by Cobb yesterday. The other game, Seattle versus New Orleans, I don't think the Seahawks have a chance against the Saints.
Okay, and you're right. I did miss that. I think the Saints do have a pretty good first round available to them. Seattle last year under 500 didn't make the playoffs. This year under 500 did make the playoffs, and I do want to tip my hat to St. Louis. They had a great season, and I think it's only the start of the beginning of a great team yet to come with St. Louis Rams, the Packers, and the Eagles. And, yeah, I don't really understand that the sitting of Michael Vick, other than maybe to give him a little bit of extra rest. Maybe they feel like he needs that. Kind of nervous about that situation. But I do think that the Packers have enough to come victorious have enough to beat the Packers. And if that doesn't happen, man, oh, man, heads are going to roll, especially if they don't start Michael Vick. So, you know, here we go. And here's a little bit of information. Number three seed, the last time we started in the number three seed, we fared pretty well by winning the Super Bowl. Congratulations, Indianapolis Colts, from the balance. We're behind you 100%. And also, you guys want to make sure that you cover all the playoff action right here on the balance. Blog Talk Radio on Saturday, we'll certainly have a special show dedicated to the Colts playoff game against the Jets. And we'll try to get some guests to call in and stuff on that. Well, Josh, here we are. I want to take this opportunity to tell you that TCU beat Wisconsin and Alabama beat Michigan. Somebody told you that on Saturday. I just want to make sure that you've got your fork and knife because you got your napkin because it's time to eat some crow, buddy.
Yeah, you can tell me that. I just rose for a second time yesterday, and I have a little bit different thought.
Oh, now you have a different thought. Now you have a different thought that TCU has won, that maybe the Rose Bowl was put together right. But you know what? You know, I know we got into that discussion about the Pac-10 and the Big Mountain and the Big Ten and the Rose Bowl, and it's the granddaddy of them all. But the bottom line, this would all be solved if things could go back the way they were, especially with things like the Rose Bowl and then set up a playoff system. Tonight we got the Orange Bowl. What's going on with that game, Josh?
Jim Harbaugh's last game at Stanford. I just saw breaking news. He has told Stanford he will take a different job next year. He doesn't know which job yet.
Well, didn't you call it right here on the balance that he'll be coaching the Wolverines?
I believe he'll coach the Wolverines, although the San Francisco 49ers are going to target him hard. So are the Denver Broncos. Don't rule out the Giants if they decide to fire Coughlin. The Cleveland Browns job is open.
Well, I tell you what, I don't really look for Harbaugh to go pro. I just I don't see that. I think that, well, he might. I'm not going to say that's the end all say all. But okay, you heard it first right here on the wrap up. Jim Harbaugh will not be accepting a position as head coach at Stanford again next year. So, that said, we think here at the balance he'll end up at Michigan. Of course, like Josh just said, there are some other jobs that are open to him, so we'll see how that plays out. Again, this is the wrap-up, product of the balance. We've got about 10 minutes left in the wrap-up. Josh, what's going on real quickly around the NBA, the Pacers? I know we've been spending a lot of time in the last couple of days talking football. We want to make sure that we include the Pacers and NBA and any other news that's going on around the world of sports.
The Pacers lost yesterday again to fall to 14-18. I continue to say it's time for O'Brien to go, and Larry Bird continues to insist that Jim O'Brien is his guy. Well, I hope that, as a Pacers fan, I hope that Larry Bird has conviction, because if he rides with Jim O'Brien the rest of the year, they'll both be out of town. So, look for the Spurs to get off to a 30-4 start. I've kind of lost touch with the NBA the last couple of days with all the football going on. I know they have a couple of games this week. The Celtics should get Kevin Garnett back at the end of this week, beginning of next week. Pacers have a couple of games this week. So I have a blog explaining the NBA week in more detail coming out a little bit later today.
All right, and we'll have that posted right on the website, www.thebalanceonline.com. We're also going to start featuring $2 thoughts right here on Blog Talk Radio website, and so we'll always have the blog available to you there. Now, looking forward, we've got the Orange Bowl here coming up. Okay, like we just said, Jim Harbaugh is not going to be coaching Stanford. But what are your thoughts about tonight's game there, Josh? What are the keys to winning? Who do you think is going to come up on top? And what's going to be the how's this going to turn out for both teams there?
Virginia Tech's going to want to run the ball, and Stanford has the best NFL quarterback prospect probably since Peyton Manning left the draft, no offense to Sam Bradford, but he's not on Andrew Luck's level. So if you want to see a great young quarterback who I believe one day will be either the next Manning or the next Tom Brady, tune in and watch Andrew Luck and the Stanford Cardinals take on Tyrod Taylor and the Virginia Tech Hokies.
Well, I tell you what, I like Virginia Tech a lot. I've liked them all year long. I like Stanford. I like Harbaugh, what he's done there. Stanford has got a great team. This is going to be a good ball game. I mean, it is going to be a good game. It's like you said, there's a lot of talent on there. Certainly, Virginia Tech believes that it was just one failed fourth quarter conversion from being the national being in the national championship. Likewise, Stanford feels it's it blew a golden opportunity to play for a title when it squared off in 3 months ago against number 2 Oregon. And that Oregon-Stanford game, if you remember right. So they both had some missed chances to be in the national championship game. Of course, the 12th-ranked Hokies and the 5th-ranked Cardinals are two of the best teams not playing BCS games, and they both came very close to running the table this season. But early season missteps cost them the opportunity, certainly, Josh. So we've got Virginia Tech, we've got Stanford, two very, very good teams. What is going to be what's it going to take? What's the keys to the game? What's the major keys to the game as far as I believe you said Stanford was going to win. If I'm wrong on that, I apologize. I think it's a Virginia Tech game. I think it's going to be a close game, and I think that we'll see what happens there. Obviously, two teams that could have been in the national championship. Certainly, if you would have picked them to be in the national championship, you wouldn't have been far off from the truth there. So, Josh, break down tonight's game. Tell us what's going to happen and who's going to walk off that field as the champion of the Orange Bowl.
I think Andrew Luck's going to have a great game. He's going to cement himself as the number one pick, which means he'll go to the Carolina Panthers. I'm also going to go ahead and pick a different opinion than Tom. Look for the Carolina Panthers to hire Jim Harbaugh from Stanford as their head coach, and then draft Andrew Luck, his quarterback from Stanford, to be his quarterback with the Carolina Panthers. I don't believe they think Jimmy Clausen's the answer in Carolina. But as far as tonight goes, it's all about attitude. Who's going to impose their will on the other team? whoever can do that for 60 minutes will win this game. It should be a very close game. I want to take Stanford 35, Virginia Tech 32.
Well, I'm going to take Virginia Tech to beat Stanford, and I think the score is going to be 31-28. So we'll see how that goes. Did you write that down, Joshua?
Yeah, I got it wrote down.
Right, we'll see what happens. And tomorrow, I just so you know, I did tell you that Virginia Tech right here live on the balance would beat Stanford, okay? And I also told you that Jim Harbaugh would be at Michigan, although you did say that too. So I think we both agree with that. So how good of a coach has Jim Harbaugh became? He's kind of been under the radar. He's been out west. Obviously, everybody knows he used to play here in town against Indianapolis, called him Captain Comeback. Had a bit of a temper flare with that goes along with him. What kind of a coach really is Jim Harbaugh? Real quickly here, I tell you what, he makes over over $1.25 million a year there at Stanford. Now that's no joke. So, what is for another college to get him, they're going to probably have to pay him more than what he's getting at Stanford. And obviously with Stanford, it wouldn't be about the money. It would be whether or not Harbaugh thinks he can continually to win without quarterback Andrew Luck. I think really that's what it comes down to. So, real quickly, sum up, what kind of coach is Jim Harbaugh? Is he worth the money that he's getting, Josh? And let us know and take us into the two-minute warning with that.
Jim Harbaugh is a very fiery coach. He's been known to throw headsets, throw clipboards. My type of football coach. He's offensive-minded. His teams don't make mental mistakes. They don't have penalties. They don't turn the football over. $1.25 million. He's way underpaid. He ought to be more in the $3 to $4 million range. And I think if Stanford's not willing to give him $3 million a year, he will be gone. If I'm the University of Michigan, I call him right now and say, how about 5 years of $4 million a year?
If you were Stanford, you'd call him up and say four?
Yeah, I would call him up and say 5 years at $4 million a year.
Yeah, okay. Well, speaking of coach changes, and you mentioned it right here on The Balance just a while ago, the Browns have an opening. Mangini is done. Obviously, that was very, very predictable. It was just another year, another 5-11 year, 2 years in a row for Mangini. He just couldn't get it together there. I'm not surprised at all that the Browns let him go. Who do you think ends up there if Harbaugh doesn't take the Browns job? Who do you think will end up there? I can't see it being anybody like Bill Collier or anything like that. But who do you think will do that?
I think it'll be John Gruden because he has a house in Cleveland. He's from Cleveland. His kids go to school in Cleveland. And he wants to coach.
Okay. Well, that certainly sounds like it would be a good fit. I guess the Broncos will get the number two draft pick. They certainly need some help out there. Who do you think is going to get the number one draft pick, and who do you think they'll draft, and who will be the number one draft pick in the 2011 draft, Josh?
Well, it's going to be the Carolina Panthers, rather. And I think they'll take Andrew Luck, quarterback out of Stanford.
Okay. Well, guys, we got about 90 seconds left right here on the wrap-up. Real quickly, Josh, we got the Colts-Jets Saturday night, 8 o'clock. Josh and I will be broadcasting live with the balance and moving forward with the balance. I do want to make one programming note. Kevin has the redneck from Philly, has decided that there's other career options for him, we wish him the best of luck. But Josh and I will be broadcasting live Saturday morning, the balance, and we'll be, of course, throughout the week talking about the wrap-up. Josh, 15 seconds or less, wrap up today's action and what we got to do.
Make sure you tune in to watch the Orange Bowl today. Also on Saturday, we're going to have a special feature, 11 Stories to Watch in 2011.
Sounds like a plan, guys. My name is Tom, and you have been wrapped up.
I say, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
Oh, son of a bleep, son of a bleep, gun. You thought I was going to say, son of a b, didn't you?
That's all, folks.